Michigan voters this week, through their support to President Obama and reelected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate, support from unions played a big role in those Democratic victories. But voters also dealt organized labor some significant losses in this traditionally union-friendly state. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
Unions poured millions of dollars into ballot campaigns to guarantee collective bargaining rights in the Michigan Constitution and allow state-paid home care assistance to organize into a union. Both were resoundingly defeated.
People ultimately just decided that they didn't support amending the Constitution this year.
Zach Pohl is with Progress Michigan, part of the coalition supporting the amendments. Pohl blames big spending by corporate-backed opposition groups for the defeat. But Republican Governor Rick Snyder has a different take. He says one of the proposals would have rolled back 170 labor laws.
This stuff didn't belong in Michigan's Constitution, largely. And then behind that, it was bad public policy in many cases.
But the defeat also raised the prospect that Michigan could, like its neighbor Indiana did this year, become a right-to-work state that allows workers to opt out of joining a union and paying dues. Snyder says he hopes that doesn't happen because it would roil labor relations and foment a lot of discord. But he also refuses to promise he'd veto a bill if it reaches his desk. That has labor leaders nervous after Tuesday's mixed bag for unions.
I thought organized labor didn't suffer a total defeat.
Bill Ballinger is the editor and publisher of the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics. He says a lot of people will focus on those two ballot questions.
But it wasn't a total disaster for organized labor.
Ballinger says that's because Michigan voters also handed labor one for the win column. In a referendum, they toppled one of the very first laws signed by Governor Snyder last year. It gave sweeping authority to local government managers appointed after the state takes over a financially troubled city or school district. One of those powers that voters said no to is throwing out a union contract. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.